Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, I'm Darian Marshall, and as always, I'm all excited about it being Monday, because on Monday I get the chance to just have a great time by doing my show, learning new things, and just sharing information out to the world. I just love it. Today, my guest is Dr. Michael Perlman. Now, Dr. Michael Perlman is a well-known Boston area psychiatrist and personal life strategist whose focus is on the spiritual side of addictions, ego and/or self-righteousness being the primary forms of addiction. He has dedicated his professional practice to helping others find their way through the whirlwind of the thoughts about their lives to take charge of their destiny. Now, if you want to find out more about what Dr. Perlman does and all the exciting things that he's doing concerning the law of attraction, please go to www.lawofattractionjournaling.com. Now, you can minimize the show and keep listening to us. Don't turn us off. Just minimize us. And you can go over there to the website while you're listening to the show and see all the excitement that's going on over there. Okay, so welcome to the show, Dr. Perlman. How are you?
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me, Darren.
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm really excited. You know, it's funny, we're talking about the law of attraction and the law of attraction journaling. I had the opportunity the other day to listen to some celebrities on YouTube. There was Matt Damon, Denzel Washington, and of course Jim Carrey, and they were all talking about how they use law of attraction in their lives to win awards or to get the acting role that they wanted. And yeah, and I was so surprised, because I know Jim Carrey was involved with this, but I never knew Denzel and Matt Damon were involved. Dr. Perlman, before we start to talk about your connection with law of attraction itself, can you tell us a little bit about what you do now? I know I said a little bit in the introduction, but I kind of just wanted to hear from you as to what you're doing as far as helping people.
Well, I'm a psychiatrist in pretty much private practice. I work in several clinics in the Boston area with addictions, prescribing some of the addiction medications that alleviate addiction, and most especially help them get a what we call a sobriety-based recovery program. That's simply a nice way of saying meaningful involvement in either a 12-step program or some other spiritual program, so that they step outside the box of their addictive patterns, their patterns of behaving and thinking, into another level of being present in life. So that's the clinic work. My private practice is really very much working with people using the journal to expand their, let's say, their clarity of how they'd like things to be, and apart from self-realization, to develop actual self-actualization. That is so that they get to know what they love and desire and begin to express that moment to moment in various aspects of their lives.
Fantastic. Now, I know the term law of attraction, everybody has heard it by now, at least most people, be especially because of The Secret. But for those of us who still really don't, my father, he doesn't know anything about law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I just mentioned
yes.
it to him earlier. Exactly what is law of attraction?
Speaking of your father, my mother could never understand what I did for a living. She said, tell me, Michael, you talk to people and that helps? the law of attraction is a wonderful, let's say, readily available contemporary term that helps organize our thinking. The essence of law of attraction is simply that you are what you think about, and your life experience is what you have attracted, whether wanted or unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
And what you pay attention to tends to manifest. If you have a happy and clear demeanor in life, and you know what you want, you have a sense of presence and being in life, you are going to be very happy. If you feel that you're fearful and reactive and judgmental, then you can be sure you're going to be rather miserable.
You know, it's funny. I had a really weird experience once with, even while studying about law of attraction, and it was weird. It had to do an old movie I saw when I was a child, and it was a kind of a torture scene in the movie, and that bothered me from the time I was. I still think about it now. It gets on my nerves. And that movie was on one night, and I said I'm going to be brave and just sit through this scene because I don't know what I was thinking. I did it, and literally I changed the channel four different times. No, three. I'm exaggerating. And do you know I saw a similar scene on each one of those channels?
Yes.
I mean, yes. Yeah, and it was a hero movie, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's the expression, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is the nature that the energy of our thinking is a form of vibration or resonance and tends to draw like to it.
Mm-hmm. So, and
if
you're
looking for trouble, it's going to be glad to find you.
Interesting. I know when you said earlier, it's things we may desire and things we don't want. It's whatever we're constantly dwelling on can bring it into your existence.
The challenge is that the wonderful books and teachers of Law of Attraction, in fact, the let's say the Bibles and the Buddhism and Hinduism are all attempts to bring people to a higher consciousness and through various modalities of essentially practicing the law of attraction.
Yes.
And the more recent, let's say, illustrations of it are much more palatable, let's say, to the Western audience, probably more especially the American audience. And these have gained a foothold because people sense that they are unhappy and they'd like to attract those things that have a higher vibration, things that are of their desire, versus things that they don't want, and yet they get stuck. Let me take a moment, if I may, Darren, to say that, do you know what today is?
Mm-hmm. You asked me, do I know what today is?
Yes, what sort of semi-holiday?
I don't know what today is.
It happens to be, at least I've been informed by my calendar, that it's Groundhog Day.
Yes. I saw the animal on the internet.
That wonderful, story of the groundhog and the shadow and so forth, and that great movie with Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But most people recreate Groundhog Day every day with the same drama and same dilemmas because their script that has been written for them and they themselves have aided and abetted is living someone else's life, their parents, their family, their society, and maybe other influences. And they're relatively happy or unhappy, but most are not realizing their full experience of being alive and awakened and present in a life that they would desire if they were at choice.
Good point you just made. You know, we're talking about Law of Attraction with my guest, Dr. Michael Pearlman. And to learn more about Dr. Pearlman and what he's doing and to help the world, go to www.lawofattractionjournaling.com. Now, Dr. Pearlman, as we mentioned earlier, the term Law of Attraction is pretty familiar now, but you have developed a process called Law of Attraction Journaling. What makes the journaling part, what makes it so different from what's already been said or done about Law of Attraction? Is there a difference?
Yes. Well, it's all of the same. I mean, we're all members of the choir, if you like. What is unique about the Law of Attraction Journaling Program and its Law of Attraction Journal, which is available free online on my site, it's private, confidential. A lot of supports to help you get comfortable with it, is to bring you to a very specific place or space that you can start to put down those thoughts and feelings that come to you And as you see what you're thinking and feeling in the situations and circumstances, you can get a chance to appreciate the contrast of what's wanted and what's not wanted,
mm-hmm.
and then get clearer and clearer of what you want and what you don't want. Now, I'd like to say that the essence of Law of Attraction is really a spiritual program, the spiritual philosophy, as many of the millennial philosophies. And what the Law of Attraction journaling does, in your journal, you get to work on the energy and information of your life, whether it's a Groundhog Day or whether it's pretty good but you'd like things better.
Mm-hmm.
And as you write down your thoughts in the various ways of looking at a thought, sort of in a way analogous to a potter's wheel, you put these thoughts down on your journal in specific fields, and it's more important that you put down what you're thinking, and you can reframe it. Is this what you thought? Is this what you felt? And then you have a chance from another point of view, well, what would feel better? How would you like things to be?
Mm-hmm.
And what starts to happen, you start to see what you're thinking about. You start to feel and get to know what you think and feel and believe. And more importantly, you get to change that script. For example, if you're unhappy in a situation or work, relationship, put down what's going on. That's your experience. That's what's not wanted perhaps in your life, and that's what you've been attracting, that negative energy. And then from there, as you get clear of how uncomfortable that is, how unwanted that is, you are invited to write out on a separate field how you'd like things to be, or wouldn't it be nice if this, this, and this were occurring. Now, we have a fundamental teaching, and that is that we are not human beings having spiritual experiences. We are indeed primarily and only spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm.
And when people make that shift, that when they're coming from their spiritual beingness, that expression, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yes.
And many of us, even those with the most miserable stories, have had moments of epiphany, of delight and joy. And then, of course, the Groundhog Day, the old patterns come in and pull you out, and you feel stuck again. So we want people to realize, and not by intellectual means, but to truly see it, feel it, get it, know it, that these are two differing aspects of themselves. And the more clear we are of our spiritual beingness, and the more clear we are of who we are, what we're here to have, to be, to enjoy, the more the body, the human beingness, tends to be a very good servant,
mm-hmm.
a guidance for us, let's say, as opposed to being the cruel servant, excuse me, the cruel master, rather, where the tail wags the dog. That's what we call awakening, simply taking charge of your life and destiny, simply living more and more in the things you love. We call it simply your heart's desires and your ego's desires.
Mm-hmm.
Two different structures.
Why is it that, I get this from a lot of people, when someone desires something and they say they know they can have it and they say they believe it, years go by and they still haven't received it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Darren, that's the most common complaint. Well, I want this, I want this, I want this.
Right.
What they haven't paid attention to are those perhaps hidden, subconscious, perhaps even unconscious resistances to being a certain way to attract it, what they want, to even their resistance to having what they want because it threatens some other aspect of their lives. Many people speak of wanting abundance or loving, soul-filled connections with a soulmate, and that's lovely. That's their essence. That should be our natural inheritance, to enjoy the table before us, the abundance, as well as enjoy the love and to dance in this physical world. However, unless people can start by perhaps faking it until they make it and start to being generous, being loving, seeing the gratitude of the plenty of all that's in their lives and expand on that feeling of abundance, expand on the feeling of love, which is available, but it's not the usual demeanor. We get whipsawed by, yes, I love this, but I hate that, I won't get back and forth, back and forth. That's the, call it the whirlwind of our minds.
I see.
So the clearer we are in separating the essence of our human beingness and getting that, what that is our judgments, our attitudes, our opinions, and they're all valid and accurate, but they're not our truth. It's simple guidance.
Our essence,
our truth is we're meant to be happy, to feel abundance, to know and live abundance, to be generous, and to be of service in the unique way each of us is meant to be of service.
Yes. That really hit home for me, because I remember before talking about how I just wanted a car. It would be so easy to get around. But a friend of mine, he pointed out to me that what it seemed like I really, really wanted was just reliable transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deep down, I really didn't want
the responsibility
of car payments and insurance. And it's funny, because here in Center City, Philadelphia, I'm not sure in the other cities, they have something called Zipcar. And you can rent cars like by the hour. You just go online and put in your information, and they tell you where the car is located closest to you. And you go, you use your car. You use your credit card, of course. Once you get finished using it, you park it to where it was, and you don't have to worry about anything as far
mm-hmm.
as
yes.
Insurance, gas, anything. And then that's when I realized, wait a minute, I do have reliable transportation without the
there
headache. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and once you've got over that,
mm-hmm.
There's a table prepared before me. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
Reliable transportation, and then I'd like to have this or that. So other elements of the resisted or doubt or part of our, let's say, our experience that is still holding us is our teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's bad. It's things we must earn or endure and learn.
Yes.
So you started to see that for me, I'd like to move comfortably from place to place.
Yes.
Now, in the fullness of that, if some moment you start to look in a showroom window and say, gee, wouldn't it be nice to have someone have that Mercedes there or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then it might have the Mercedes, you know what, I'd love to have someone driving me around.
Yeah, right.
So you start to expand on that. It's really not the things itself. It's not those things.
Yes.
But it's the attitude, the sense of open, there's possibility, abundance, it's meant to be, and then you can get higher and higher. Maybe you could have one for yourself and one for your wife drive you around.
Very good.
Well, there's no end to it, but you start to see it has to do with your connection to the sheer possibility of being happy, having life as you like it, what you prefer, and then step by step handling those things. It might be, gee, wouldn't it be nice if I had enough to get transport, and maybe that's where a young person or someone might get a used car and then keep a new bill from there. And
yes.
That's lovely.
How important is language when it comes to law of attraction? Are there special magic words, or is it?
No,
yeah.
Not at all. In fact, the language is simply our words.
Mm-hmm.
Have all the energy and information in it. For example, I mentioned that if I were to say the word mother to you, it might be entirely different than the resonance and meaning of the word mother to me.
Yes.
Which is as it should be. So for you, you're here to explore the meaning of the words that come to you moment to moment about this situation or that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So the solution of the words for you might emerge as a zip car, you see?
Yes.
Someone else, it might come up as the Mercedes or the used car. It doesn't matter, you see?
That's interesting.
And then you start to feel, well, what feels better, what's uncomfortable, and the journey, the journal itself is that place, almost like an oracle, if you like, a sacred place, and in that virtual journal online, where you bring the conversation to yourself. You ask yourself the questions and allow your soul to channel the answers to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there to take notes. And
very
slowly
good.
But surely you know that you are that soul that is channeling.
Mm-hmm.
But first you gotta, you know, get the journal, open it up, be willing to reveal the thoughts, and really see if you can get clear of those thoughts and be clear, yes, this is what I feel. So you really know that's exactly it, and that is your quote-unquote truth,
mm-hmm.
the valid and accurate expression of what is not quite right yet in this life for you. Now, well, how would I like things to be? And that's when, let's say, the heavens open.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is ready to take your orders.
Yeah. You spoke of this is what I feel. Does feeling play a big part in that too?
Pardon?
Feelings. Do they play a big part?
It's all feeling. It's all heartfelt, gut felt. It's even your head, heart, and gut. I mean, they all move around us. So as you put down those thoughts and words, it starts to come to order. Because what the journal is really a meditative, spiritual inquiry journal.
Mm-hmm.
So in that quiet, you start to put down and get clear what you think about. And the reason is that's your point of attraction. Again, that's what presents the experience you have in this life, whether wanted or unwanted.
Mm.
And the clearer you are about the meaning of your words, those words that are not wanted, or pointing to those non-wanted experiences, or those words that define the wanted and desired, and they separate them, you separate them, get clearer and clearer, you start to have a sense of order, a sense of priorities, a sense of knowing, more importantly,
mm-hmm.
of what's wanted and what's not wanted moment to moment. And as you work in the journal, the various areas of your life become more and more, let's say, crystalline. Your life becomes the subject of the creative process. From that place, that, let's say, your own private personal oracle that allows you to discern the meaning of your words, organize those thoughts and feelings and the meanings, and reframe them to your heart's desires.
When I think of people like Donald Trump and
yes.
Sean Combs, it's funny when you hear them talking about, like, maybe Sean Combs, maybe new music is going to put together, or Donald Trump with a new building or project.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it. You can see it all in their face. The
yes.
words, it's going to be the greatest, most
yes.
awesome thing you ever see. It almost sounds arrogant, but they are so certain that this
they're
is going to...
They're living in their dream. Yes, they have the sense of any successful entrepreneur is focused on his or her heart's desire, his or her vision and purpose. And that's so clear that the external circumstances, whatever they are just, things to address and deal with.
Mm.
Because they see that glass half full, always.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Now, I want to know, do we unknowingly, when it comes to law of attraction, do we unknowingly sometimes, I know we talked about this earlier, we sort of lie to ourselves, we don't mean to.
Yes.
We think we want,
yes.
go ahead.
It's not so much lying, it's mm-hmm. simply we're not aware of what the heck we're thinking about.
Ah, that's
we
it,
don't
yes.
We have not had the tool and the place, perhaps until now, to get to it.
I see.
For millennia, there have been spiritually awakened people who have got it intuitively. They studied, they meditated, they fasted, and so forth. And you can do that to awaken to that, but then unless and until you deal with the little me, you know, mini me ego, the fearful elements of ourselves, you will be pulled back, or you're just sort of white knuckling it.
I see.
So it's simply in this sort of journaling, call it the oracle, call it your coming to your own Jesus, so to speak, that you really look at what you think and feel and organize it and reframe it so that the words speak more and more clearly to your heart, and then your heart knows. Your soul can more intuitively, more readily handle what arises moment to moment.
Very.
Because you've done that inner rehearsing, that inner practicing.
Very good advice. I'm jotting little things down here. This is really great. Now, we're at, boy, time is really flying. It's about 25 after. Terrific. I just want to invite everybody to sit back, those of you who are listening, and for the next 4 minutes and a half, maybe 5 minutes, and just relax. I have some beautiful, positive affirmations I want to share with you, taken from the Science of Mind magazine. So just sit back, relax, and allow the cares of the day to just melt away. I trust in the divine source of all. I have faith and know I am successful in all I do. I have the faith of God. I have the trust of the divine. I know that I am guided to experience only the highest and best for me and all concerned. I am open and receptive to all the good things that life has to offer. I live a remarkable life. I experience the good that comes from within. I am one with the all good of God. I am open, receptive, and available to receive the highest and the best. I allow the good of God to be fulfilled in my life right here and right now. My life is fulfilled right now. I have all that I desire to live a life of peace, grace, abundance, and love. It is so great to be alive. It is so wonderful to experience this joy. I am the light of God. My life is fulfilled, and I am perfect. Not only am I perfect, I am whole. I am complete. I am magnificent. I release and I let go into the perfection of God's life as my life now. I know that all is well. And I let it be. I am the place where heaven meets earth. I speak my word and create from a space of joy, grace, and love. I affirm and declare only the highest and the best. Yes, heaven is at hand right now. I am so happy and so grateful, for I have learned to forgive myself and others. I am here to give my light, my love, and my gifts. I now focus on love. I know peace. I know grace. I know abundance. I know goodness. And so it is. You're listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And my guest today is Dr. Perlman, Michael Perlman, and we are talking about Law of Attraction Journaling. And for more information about Dr. Michael Perlman and what he's involved in and how he is really just helping us to live and to shine and to express our brilliance and our greatness, please go to www.lawofattractionjournaling.com. Okay. Okay.
That was a wonderful reading.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to say that I've read The Science of Mind for many years, and just some wonderful inspirations. And what I've done as an example of what you can do is you take some of those wonderful sayings, expressions, those divine words,
mm-hmm.
and you put them in your journal.
Yes.
And then you can meditate on them, reframe them until they become yours.
Mm-hmm.
Because those words have been echoing through the millennia in various forms and language and spiritual traditions. But unless and until we want to put them down and, let's say, reframe them a bit and work them as our truth, and then the words drop away and it's simply our knowing.
Yes. Does a person, Dr. Perlman, have to belong to any particular religious belief or spirituality to benefit from Law of Attraction?
No. Just recognize he or she is part of a divine essence that precedes and prior to any way to codify this experience in the software programs of the various, you know, religions and sects and all those clubs, so to speak. But with all due respect, it's the way we as humans have found a way to sort of, let's say, organize, let's say, a step ladder, so to speak, that takes us to the second floor,
mm-hmm.
and then we don't need the ladder.
Good example.
So,
yeah, I like that.
Yes, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The human, you know, the human adventure has found many creative ways, and some not so helpful.
Anyway.
But in the end, many people are seeking to reconnect in this life to that essence, to that spiritual beingness. And I suppose those you call the holier ones or the more enlightened ones or those we see as our leaders, whatever sect, religion, background, or whatever, those are ones that have expressed that spiritual essence in this world, in this life. And we know it because they just touch us.
Yeah.
And words that you've read touch us.
Mm-hmm.
The journal is a way that each of us, no matter where we are in our life, is to start to get clear what works, what not works, not working by way of what we think about this and that, and then just simply appreciate that, get clear about that, and clarify that, well, how would I like it to be? And recognize that we are indeed spiritual beings having a human experience. And the more we can hold that, or let's say wear life as a loose garment, the more we're able to be happy in this life for our own sakes, and be of service in the unique way we're meant to express that service.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of service, I wanted to talk a little bit about your fabulous website. I mean, it's just beautiful. What can a person expect going to lawofattractionjournaling.com? I mean, you got a lot of good stuff on there.
Well, thank you very much. We've got some of the great interviews with wonderful people like yourself that are carrying the message as well to this, inviting all other people that have this message. But it's a link where you can sign up for the journal and get some information of how to use it. It's available. It's just that all that's needed is your name and an email address. Your password is an encrypted one. We have no access to what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what we call our four-step guide to tools to work with it, our getting started guide, and we have our weekly Law of Attraction Journaling coaching seminars at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday.
Oh, terrific. I like that.
So what we're doing there is we're really teaching what we're learning at this point.
Yeah.
And then practicing what we're teaching. So the language is more and more crystalline. The opportunity to be on your show is so appreciated because it allows me to clarify the essence, the meaning of what this journaling is, what it means to you, to the user, and how it's your tool to free yourself from the Groundhog Day and to clarify what you love and desire in a way that brings you to that spiritual condition of abundance and love and joy.
Mm-hmm. I like that Groundhog Day. I'm going to remember that for a while. Now, I'd like to ask my last question. I like to ask this of most of my guests. Do you have a regular spiritual practice, a daily spiritual practice? So I sometimes for our listeners to get different ideas.
Yes, I do. I will pick up and use the journal, and what I'll often do is I'll take some themes. There's a category called Key Life Insights in the journal, and I'll often work with that along the lines of the what we call the four steps. And it's simply, I probably have gone over them a bit, but starting to appreciate contrast, what's wanted, what's not wanted, being clear about what's not wanted. What's that about? And appreciating our human experience, even though it may be difficult or uncomfortable, it's valid, it's accurate. And also, at that same time, in the next page or next field of our journal, how would I like things to be? So you start to open up that there is an alternative. There's another way to look at things, to be and have and be doing things. And then that third step is expanding on that spiritual connection, developing more and more of that compelling vision so that you know it, you see it, you feel it, you be it and know it. That is your essence. And the fourth step is our simple surrendering to the process. Just surrender to the process. Just allow the balance of what's serenity in your life, what's passion in your life, being clear, and taking only those harmonious and reasonable action steps, moment to moment, day to day, as comfortable, reasonable and harmonious. We're not into driven by should or ought or hurry up and, you know. It's simply in a relaxed way, you can do this and do that, maybe this one will do tomorrow and so on.
I like
so,
that.
Yes, that's me in a probably a overload of the essence of what I try to get clear about in my own life as it's referable to working with the journal and the guiding others to get that same joy and delight of their lives that is their natural inheritance.
Well, a perfect way to end our show. I mean, thank you, Dr. Perlman. That was fantastic. I can't wait to hear this over again. I got a lot of good points you brought out. And I've been trying to jot down notes. I tell you, it's like being on this show, like being in class. I take notes and things. and you have such a warm, peaceful spirit that, I don't know, it's perfect for learning. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But before that, Darren, I was spending a lot of time in Groundhog Day.
Well, how did you go from Groundhog Day to where you are now? This is great.
Well, I think the recognition early on as a kid, I don't know how much time we have. I mean, it's a long story, but realizing that there was love. I loved my mom and dad and even my brother, but why did I feel so crazed about them and irritated and angry? And so I was always whipsawed by those two competing emotions.
Mm.
And then through a path of school and study and being a doctor, discovering my own addictions and getting clearer and clearer, and I just inexorably was drawn to a way to offer a way, a path out of this, call it the Groundhog Day, the misery, the suffering, the bondage of self. And as I got clearer, it really wasn't any idea of a profession or helping others necessarily, although I was glad to. It was to free myself and solve the dilemma for myself. And that, I believe, is the gift that I've received from understanding our words and thoughts and the power of reframing them, because those answers are there which will deliver the life we desire.
Perfect.
So, combining my path with the journal, and there you go, Darren. I thank you so much. You're a gracious, wonderful host.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you've been listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, Darian Marshall, and I look forward to being with you again next week with another fabulous and exciting guest. And so it is. Have a blessed night.